Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Set booby traps. It. Somebody trying to get in?
Did you call them booty traps?
Booby traps. You setting booby traps? Okay.
Changing it to booty traps doesn't change it. You're looking for tits or ass one way or another.
Home Alone, what are you doing? What are you getting into?
Nothing. Rachel's gone. My little binge-watching buddies departed. Aww. I'm not going to be sad about it, but it's sad. But yeah, I'm like, oh, this is the day where, okay, that's all right.
You doing all right with that?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it's sad, but it's you move on. Yeah. I'm glad I got to watch all the Lord of the Rings with little D, so that was good. She wasn't really paying attention, but she's good. She's going to be on the couch anyway, so she's good for a binge watch.
So you watched all three of them?
Yeah. Over the course of a few weeks, but
okay, yeah, that's a long day if you had to.
No, I'm not. I think maybe one night I did. I think I maybe did one whole one in a night.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Did we talk about that? I'd never seen him, and
I can't remember.
I think I had to be far enough away from the hype to sit and just let myself get into it.
Yeah,
and really tell myself, like, leave your phone, like, don't fuck with your phone. I don't know how often. Oh, it's a problem. I have a problem with my phone.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but even like, oh, I just looked at a thing for a couple seconds, and then I rewind whatever I was watching, and it was like 5 minutes.
Oh,
5 minutes of time had passed. I'm like, no, I just looked at a thing real quick. Like, I gotta work on that. I gotta watch that Social Dilemma documentary and really retrain my mind, and that's the conspiracy of these devices. There's a Bo Burnham clip floating around about how everybody is just competing for your time.
Yeah,
they're trying to get your time from you, and they're winning. And I don't like feeling that. It's like how when I smoke cigarettes and I had a cough, a real bad smoker's cough, and I'd like one of the ways I quit smoking was reminding myself that I bought that cough. I paid somebody money to feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's how I need to start viewing these devices and these screens and these social media apps that I think that I'm better, but that's what everybody does. You look at it and you're like, well, I'm better than these people that are so obsessed with social media. It's like, yeah, but you're looking at their account. You're reading there. Oh, I don't comment. I'm better than that. But I'm reading all the comments. So am I?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how it's taken over our lives in just, 10 years maybe. I mean, I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't have an iPhone till I moved out here. So,
what was that sound?
That was Harvey opening the door. He just headbutts the door
and
comes in. You okay, bud? All right.
Oh. Sounded like a... Sound like a clown after eating Del Taco. That was impressive. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, talking about the phones. Whenever I sit down to really watch a movie, I make it a point to go put my phone up in the other room,
Smart move.
Not be distracted. So the same thing with going to bed. I keep the phone in the other room when I sleep. So I'm trying to get better at that.
I bought the goddamn Apple Watch just because I knew I could play podcasts from the watch and not have social media apps. So like when I go to bed, I could put my phone in the other room. I don't do it. And I wake up, I look at it. It's real bad. Mm-hmm. I got to break it, baby. That's the conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's not fucking flat earth. It's just this. It's just the phone. The phone is the leash. You're done. We're all finished. Like hearing these stories about like kids are getting dumb phones. They're getting phones that don't have social media. I'm like, thank God. Thank God. Yeah.
Oh,
my God, somebody, I need to see people younger than us understanding seeing what our generation older than us is doing wrong and going the other way. Fucking right on.
Yeah. Oh, man, for real, if I wasn't a comedian, I know that's an excuse, but if I wasn't trying to be a comedian, I would most definitely get rid of my smartphone. I would get a dumb phone, and I would probably never be online. How refreshing would that be?
Oh, my buddies don't fuck around with it. I mean, I think they have they had Facebook because, like, okay, family wants to see pictures of the grandkids or something. And it was like, okay, this like living family album. But they don't have to get involved in any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You forget. You really do forget. I'd say you. I really do forget. Fucking around on Twitter. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gives a shit.
No.
But I got. Speaking of, it kind of has to do with phones and everything. Mm-hmm. But you got a. I got a show for you.
Okay.
Beef.
Yeah, you had me at beef.
I know. It's not that kind of beef, but it's... Whoo, buddy.
Is it good?
Wild ride.
I've seen the billboards in my neighborhood.
We got Ali Wong, so we got a stand-up. And Ali Wong should just... Somebody else said it. I forget who said it. She's like Meryl Streep level good. Like, boom. Hmm. Just give her all the showbiz. She's fantastic. And the other lead, Steven Yeun... Mm-hmm. I guess he was in The Walking Dead. I didn't see The Walking Dead, but I think he's got like Second City roots or something.
Oh, so is he one of the main guys in Walking Dead?
I've never seen Walking Dead, so I don't know.
If it's the guy I'm thinking of, they shot a lot of that in Atlanta, and he used to hang out at the Albert every time I'd go back. I used to see him there quite a bit. Everybody's like, "That's a guy from The Walking Dead. He's a regular."
Oh, young Asian fellow, young-looking Asian fellow. Yeah. And I guess he's got like. Sketch roots and everything.
Okay.
And it's like there's comedy in it, but then it goes into some absolutely devastating, heartbreaking moments.
Really?
Then it goes into like action movie stuff.
Okay.
It's almost like each episode is created with a different theme in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, and at parts I'm like, oh, is this all over the place? Or is it just because it's like 10 episodes? That stylistically, they give you everything, and it's not, okay, it's not a supernatural boogie monster topic, but it starts with a road rage incident, which we both can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
And it explodes in the wildest way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll check out Beef.
It's funny. I finished that last night. And I got in a little, as in the devil's lettuce a little bit.
There you go.
And haven't really had a night of just getting ripped. But there, like, an episode would end where I'm like, well, that's clearly the end of the series.
Huh.
The way that ended. And then they're like, do you want to play the next episode? I'm like, out loud, I'm like, I don't know if I do. I don't know if I can handle it right now. And I'm wondering if, like, the Ring security thing is, like, picking up me talking. And Rachel's just hearing me going, like, are you fucking kidding me? There's another episode? I'm devastated right now. And then I tried, like, to cleanse my palate, I tried to watch World War Z, which was, like, at first kind of scary, and then it was just dumb.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
It just got Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
You know, another one of the same kind of guys. But, yeah, the zombie movie, and I'm granted it was like from 10 years ago when the zombies things was kind of at the height of their popularity, and I was thinking of a different book. Lost City of Z is a book I read, but this was a world. Yeah, it's of course. Then that's when I'm like, I was way too high because I'm like watching this. I'm like an hour and a half into it. And I'm like, World War Z. I'm like, what Roman numeral is Z? I'm like, oh, it's for zombies.
Oh, I wouldn't have pieced that together.
That's where I was like, you're too stupid to be watching movies right now. Go to sleep. Go to bed, dude. You're too dumb to watch movies right now. I'm like, World War Z, what is that, like 1,000? Does it mean that's the Z the 1,000? I thought that was like an M. I don't know.
Man, I had a really high thought the other night. I mean, it's not that crazy, but it's just, believe it or not, I'm not as active in arts and crafts as one might think. I would like to be a little more crafty.
I would say cooking, underneath a bigger umbrella would fall under both those things.
That's true. Well,
it's
before I get to this,
craft.
I have a question for you. Are you still drinking tap water?
Oh yeah.
I think you're the only friend I know that is just fine with whatever water they have access to, and I mean that's a good quality to have, especially with the way things are heading.
Well, I mean, we got a filter on the faucet at home, which it probably hasn't been changed since we moved in, mm-hmm. and but I don't. Yeah, I don't. Of all the things that are poisoning me, I don't know if it's the tap water. But what's your?
That's a good point. Well, we got a water cooler now. We got the sparklets. You know, the in-home water cooler, and we get the big 5-gallon jugs delivered once a month. And then some months, it works out where the last one's done, then the next day the delivery comes. And then some months mm-hmm. we slack on our water consumption, and then we got these 4 or 5 giant 5-gallon jugs sitting around. And I was just thinking the other night, I was just sitting there looking at this big unsightly jug sitting in the corner, because we have limited mm-hmm. space here. And I thought about, I'm sure someone on Etsy has already done this, but I mean, ideally it'd be nice if we had like some sort of rack or, storage component, tucked away in the corner to put all these things, but we don't. So we just got them like kind of tucked around in the corners and stuff. I wonder if anybody's made water jug sweaters. I was just really high, and I was thinking like if I knew how to knit or crochet, I would make like a sweater, with no arms. But, a neck and, the body structure, whatever, and just slip it over. And then you could even make ones that like, oh, this one looks like a dog, or this one looks like a lion, or this one looks like a teddy bear. I just thought that, boy, if I knew how to crochet, I'd have a whole new thing on my hands here. Water jug sweaters. That's okay. How high I was.
Let me know if I'm hearing this correctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The hard plastic water cooler.
Yeah, the 5-gallon jug, the blue 5-gallon jug. It's just sitting in the corner, and it's just like, it doesn't really go with the aesthetic that Katie has tried to map out for the place.
How would you extract yarn from hard plastic?
What? No, I wouldn't make it out of the plastic. I'm saying it's a sweater that goes over the jug. So instead of a big blue jug in
like
the corner.
Like a koozie.
Yeah, like a koozie for, yes.
Oh,
but it just,
okay.
In terms of decor and aesthetic, rather than there just being a big 5-gallon blue water jug in the corner, it's like, hey, what's that, an elephant? What is that, a crocheted elephant? No, there's a jug underneath there. Okay, you got me.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure you could find a portly children's clothes.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
You got a barrel-chested toddler.
Cut the sleeves off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody. There's a bored old lady just ran out of hats and scarves to make.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I might get into that. I might teach myself how to crochet. Next thing I know, I got an Etsy account. Who knows? Another thing, just pivoting here briefly.
Sure.
That I wanted to run by you. We've touched on this a little bit. We live in an age now where everything's sex positive, and that's great. Hey, as long as you're not hurting anybody, get out there and explore your body. I'm kind of glad that I'm more of a meat and potatoes guy, I don't need a lot of outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
But I stumbled upon a thing online the other day. Basically, it's like a...
What a
like
polite way of saying you were looking at porn.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't. This was... I don't know where I saw this. The same concept as a fleshlight, but it's a foot. I'm going to go fuck a fake foot.
Oh, that's an old internet thing.
What? What's going on?
Yeah, it's got like the, it looks like a severed foot and the puss is in
the
ankle.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
man, I don't...
Am I naive? Am I boring? What's going on with people? Why you need a fucking foot?
I don't have an answer for why. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's a fake foot, all right, if you're not, yeah, you know. You fuck your hand. It's just, yeah, another appendage. People like, I don't understand the foot fetish, but I don't understand most fetishes either. I think there's a, like a psychology to the foot thing.
Mm-hmm. What would that something be? Like, what's the psychology?
Oh, I don't know. It's out there. I'm not curious enough to research it.
Mm-hmm.
And God, think about that. If you could make a few extra bucks just selling pictures of your feet.
Well, that was my next thing.
Money.
Get
that money.
Do you think I should? I have pretty nice feet. I got a, you know, they're thick.
Yeah, they're attached to a dude. They're attached to the kind of feet.
Dude, okay,
want.
So people aren't into. Nobody has a foot fetish for a male foot.
But
is that what you're saying?
This is you want to do the market research, Dave? Get out there and mm-hmm. find out and supplement your income. Because I
seriously would consider that. Like, what do I care? Look at my feet all day long. I don't give a shit.
There's corners of the internet, Dave, that you don't get to peek through the door. You got to open the door all the way up. And if you want to do that, if you want to get into the foot fucking thing.
Well, no, I don't want to get I don't want to fuck a feet, but if someone wants to pay me.
Yeah, but
look
dudes.
Fine.
Yeah, just beating off to your feet, you mm-hmm. know?
I feel like I got decent feet. They're relatively hairless. There's a little hair. The toes are all where they should be.
Might be what people want. There's mm-hmm. people like that. People are into amputees. People are into. There's something out there for everybody, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't have any surprises. Not yet, anyway. Who knows how your life may change? Tastes change, you know.
I feel for the person who's like, I can only get off by fucking a fake foot.
I mean, you're already eating Taco Bell desserts in the daytime, Dave. Who knows how close you are to some of this stuff?
That's true. It's a slippery
slope. Who knows how soon you're going to be getting balls deep in a Crunchwrap Supreme. You'd think I'd say burrito, but that's what I'm saying. People get kinky, and they're like, no, I need that hexagon. I need it straight up on my rock-hard boner like a jester's collar.
Man. That would... How unfortunate would it be if you did just have really bizarre kinks? I'm not shaming or judging.
How fortunate when you find somebody that also has those and you don't feel so alone in the world.
That's true.
The internet, think about how the internet did that for people. Think before the internet, somebody was out there going, boy, I wonder what it's like to fuck a foot. I'll never know. Or maybe they did, but, you know, there's still tradesmen. There's still the leather industry. You know, it really went. How many reluctant saddle makers went into bondage making? How many just God-fearing Christian horse people had to pivot once the electric carriage came onto the scene?
You should write that down. That's funny.
Nobody's... Oh, man. I mean, the one thing about these motor cars is changing is these saddle makers, they got to make ball gags now. They don't even know what they're for.
Oh, I know people have touched on this before, but yeah, just like the concept of people working in a dildo factory. You know, just like,
I almost worked at one. I almost worked
really?
At the stock room. I interviewed for a job because it was in a warehouse position. Mm-hmm. It was when it was located on Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. And it was just, they just sold. It was more or less like an Adam and Eve type place. Are we still sponsored by Adam and Eve?
Not sure. Haven't had ads in a while.
Do we have any sponsors? Oh, we don't even have a network anymore. We don't even know if this is going to be broadcast. Broadcast, that term from the old times.
We're in transition right now.
Yeah, it was a place called The Stock Room, and I went there and. It was just rows. It was just like picking orders like any other warehouse, except it was butt plugs and cock rings and everything. And I was like, all right, yeah. And the guy, I think because it's an LA job, they always sense if you're there for another reason. Like they want to hire mm-hmm. people that are going to stay at the job.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I'm doing other things and I didn't get the job. The guy's like, yeah, Christmas is our busy season. I'm like, sure, why wouldn't it be?
Our next partner is Athletic Greens, a.k.a. AG1. I've been taking Athletic Greens literally almost every day for quite a while now. I like it because it's so simple to do. As you know, my diet, my fitness, it's up, it's down. Sometimes it's just straight chaos. So at the very least, I can take a nice serving of Athletic Greens and know that I'm getting 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality. Gives me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, even healthier looking skin and nails. Oh my God, you should see my nails. It's incredible. I'm sleeping better. It curbs my appetite. I take it as my little mid-afternoon snack. As you know, I've been doing the intermittent fasting. I try not to eat my first meal till around noon. I try not to eat after 8. Somewhere in the middle of my day there, around 4 o'clock, I'll suck back a nice scoop of AG1 with 8 to 10 ounces of water. No mixer, no veggies, no veggies to peel, to wash, nothing to blend up. You get all that pulpy, chalky, smoothie. Bleh. This is just one scoop of powder in some water. You shake it up, you suck it down, you're good to go. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/boogie. That's athleticgreens.com/boogie. Check it out. Again, excuse my naivete. What is the purpose of a butt plug? Is it functional or is it pleasure? Like, is it there? Is it a door, or is it an instrument?
No, it feels good. Apparently, okay. To some people, yeah.
So you just, but you, I get the concept of, you know. I'm saying you put it in, you leave it in.
Yeah, you feel
and,
a little naughty.
And you just go about your day?
Yeah.
Are there people standing in line at the bank with a butt plug?
Probably. Probably people working at the bank with a butt plug.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if that was like in and out manipulation thing, or you just you put it in and you set it and forget it.
I mean, you know? Dave, you're already finding fuckable feet. Seems like you know how Google works. So, I mean, the answers for all these things are just a couple of clicks away.
Yeah, but I don't want to get in that algorithm, though, you know?
I mean, I've seen your computer, Dave. You're in that algorithm already.
No, I seriously, zero porn has ever touched my laptop. I'm too paranoid about viruses and whatnot. I've never looked at porn on my laptop.
It's a Mac. It's a Mac. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never looked at porn. Yeah, on the old laptop. I just don't want to have to take it in and have someone judge me.
Nah, it's a Mac. Macs don't get viruses. Just clear your search history.
Well, fucking game on then.
Yeah, go live your life. So your phone is just this encrusted item. It just looks like you pulled it out of a moat.
I can throw that in the river and move on with my life. You know, get a new phone.
Phone looks like it got shot out of Spider-Man's wrist.
Oh, man. Well, I got an interesting topic for us today, Kyle.
Let's get into one of these interesting topics you got.
I feel like this is pretty... interesting shit here. We both have been somewhat fond of the concept of artificial intelligence, AI, and this is news to me. I guess I've kind of seen people talking about this for the last few months, but I didn't really know what it was. Are you familiar with ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, I've seen that phrase tossed around, but I never really paid attention. But that's a big thing now. It's a natural language processing tool driven by artificial intelligence technology. I think it's a Microsoft thing. I guess they dropped this in November. And within 5 days, they had over 1 million users. And then like within 2 months, they had 100 million. It was it's the fastest growing app that has ever existed, even faster it got more popular quicker than even TikTok.
Yeah.
And this is some crazy shit, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you messed around with it?
No,
I haven't directly messed around with it, but I've seen like the results of it, and it's a terrifying age right now, Dave.
It really is. And I was watching this YouTube clip the other day about how to make money off of this thing, and I don't know hardly anything about what I'm talking about, but this guy was just talking about how, I guess, with the ChatGPT, you can feed it information. Like there's a way to, like, she was using the example of, like, you can make it read the entirety of Moby Dick. You can make it read, mm-hmm. like, a whole novel. It'll read and digest, like, an entire novel in, like, 4 minutes. And then you can do prompts, and you can say, hey, give me a 2-sentence summary of Moby Dick, and it will spit out, like, very articulate language as if a human wrote it, not just, you know, some clunky, robotic, you know, piecemeal thing. But that's crazy. If you just the concept of, like, hey, read this book that would take me, you know, weeks. This thing could do it in 3 or 4 minutes. And then not only will it read it, but it can digest it and tell you, give you a summary of it. Like, that's insane.
Well, that's the fear.
Uh-huh.
Or not even the fear, the reality. It's like, okay, so this thing, somebody, I don't know if it was Shane and I's show, I think we were, I forget what we were talking about, some technology, I don't know, but somebody, Charlene, who produces the show, may have put our names, like, into, or no, shit, I think it was in the Reddit, I can't remember, I want to give credit, but I can't remember where I saw it. Somebody tried to generate stand-up based on, like, me.
Okay.
Like, had the ChatGPT generate stand-up. And it doesn't quite make sense, but uh-huh. it's collecting the information and it's delivered. Like, I mean, it's written, but it's written in a way that's not far off from the way I would speak.
Yeah. Yeah. It picks up on your little mannerisms
yeah,
and whatnot.
Like, nuances and the, you know, the cadence would lend itself more to, like, the audio of how someone sounds, mm-hmm. like the vocal. But yeah, just as somebody's kind of. You match that with deepfakes,
mm-hmm.
and unless there's surefire ways, and even if there are surefire ways to prove something's wrong, clearly that doesn't matter on the internet. People will spread misinformation. People still, like, most anything that happens to me on Twitter now is because people think I'm Elon Musk. People type Elon Musk, my name comes up with me saying it's me, I'm totally him, with a picture of Jeff Bezos and my name is my handle, and people still routinely address me as though I am Elon Musk because they don't check things.
Jesus.
And so I think with ChatGPT, they're saying that's, you know, now it's writing a lot of college papers.
Mm-hmm.
So
what a game changer for students.
A, like, game changer how? Like, now, okay, great. Now, what are you going, what are you, depending on what you're trying to become educated in,
uh-huh.
you know, your history paper got written by the computer, then you graduate, if you're trying to get a degree in history, but I would think you would want to learn the history, not just have the thing. But if you're just trying to pass a history class, you're like, fucking, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah, like every high school student ever. Like, if this was around when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, well, going off your point, yeah, I'd probably be illiterate if that were the case.
But yeah, I remember, like, bitching about something in high school to my dad. I forget. Like, what do I need to learn this for? It's like, to make you a well-rounded human being. It's not that you mm-hmm. might get a job in this field, but it's just that you can go in the world and relate to somebody on different points.
Yeah.
Well, this person's discussing history. Oh, actually, this is a thing that I learned. And also in the high school level, it's you're trying to expose kids to something they might find interesting and find a path, you know, something, you know, outside of, like, how to function in the world, math and English and how to not sound like a fucking idiot and get you through basic ideas, like I said, like math and basic science concepts and this and that. your arts and your humanities are like, okay, you become a more well-rounded person, hopefully a more sympathetic person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's this whole critical race theory thing is just killing me. It's like every meme, it's like, oh, yeah, the people that don't want you to learn that is because of how horrible it was. I don't know the details. I don't have a kid in school. I'm sure I'm getting the algorithm is giving me the left talking points of it. It's not giving me the right's talking point of it.
What is the right's talking point? What's their honest reason for not wanting critical race theory? Like, I don't know how you could defend that.
I don't. It's bigger than both of us and anything we've tried to educate ourselves about. And so we're part of the problem right now by flapping our gums without being fully informed about it.
True.
But it just seems like it's this kind of general war against wokeism that, like, well, the kids are now being taught that being white is bad and that it's their fault for slavery. And the left is like, no, it's just teaching history, and history's not always nice to some people. Some people don't look great during history, and you should know that. And I'm just... don't have skin in the game with kids and don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth, or let alone this country. So I'm kind of just like, woof, seems pretty fucked, everybody. Good luck, Florida.
I love how the perpetrators are now the victims.
Well, I think the idea is that nobody alive now is a perpetrator or a victim.
True.
But you should learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people got very threatened by the Black Lives Matter movement and all that. And they're like, oh, well, now, like, it's, I think there's just a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fear on both sides. I think, I believe, you know, my fears are more real, but I don't know what people on the right are getting fed every time they go on Twitter or Reddit.
Yeah.
I don't know what their timeline looks like. I'm sure it looks a lot different than, and even mine, I'm like, you know what? Some of this shit is just a little too spoon-fed, and I need more cats and bikes in the feed. So I'm going to start clicking on that a lot more often than this other attention-grabbing stuff. But yeah, it's like I said, deep fakes. Chat GPT, so it's going to know how to talk about a subject.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like the person, you know, the cadence, the way the speech is written is going to sound like the person. You're going to get a voice to fake it, and the mimicry is going to look right on. I think that's going to be pretty scary. I think that's going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah, that with what we already have with Photoshop and stuff. Like, for example, as you know, I'm a big Bigfoot guy, have been for years. But now I'm just, you know, traditionally you were the skeptic and I was the believer. But now anything, any remotely related video on the internet about Bigfoot, I'm just like, it's probably Photoshop or deepfake or whatever. I don't trust anything now because the technology is so advanced that it's, I just feel like I'm going to be tricked at every turn.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't even
know people were fucking feet. You know, I could fall for anything.
Yeah, Dave, it seems like you're a little behind the time on some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it does make me skeptical. But yeah, anyway, back to the chat GPT. GPT stands for Generative Pre-Trained Transformer. And, you might ask, how's this different than, the difference between just the generative pre-trained transformer than just regular AI is this AI can now generate new content rather than like a search engine. Traditionally, you just type in your query and it gives you an answer based on what it finds on the existing internet. Well, this GPT... it doesn't search the internet. It's already been pre-trained. Like, I guess when they were engineering this thing, they just fed it any and all data that it could consume, and now it can generate new content rather than analyzing or acting on existing data. Like, and I'm sure you've seen the examples, but one I keep seeing is like, it can write poems. It can write songs, or what you were saying, trying to write stand-up based on
it. It's going to write comedy.
Yeah. Now, how will that actually affect us? Because, yes, it might be able to churn out bits that sound like they were written by Kyle Kinane, but, like, in terms of the performance aspect, you know,
Well, how's it
going to
affect anything? Mm-hmm. If AI could just create written material that's just as satisfying as any book you'd read, any script you'd read. AI's, I mean, that was the big thing with the, whatever that art program was. Oh, it's AI generated art.
Yeah. What
are now we're feeding images into
it. The DALL-E thing? Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't remember, but that was, you know, a few months back, people were freaking out. It's like, oh, now there's AI generated art. So what happens when AI generates a script? AI creates the film. You know, it's going to be artisanal when a human being creates something.
Yeah.
Handmade's going to take out a whole new level of meaning.
True.
But at one point, like, I'm just talking about the arts. I'm just talking about stuff you consume. Mm-hmm. Like that, your TV, your movie, your books, and all that. And if you can't tell, you know, when that slips into news stories and reports, I don't know, man. I think about this stuff, and I kind of think it's over. But is it just, are we just got to fight the Terminators? What do we got to do? I don't see an exciting. It'll be exciting in the short term. Mm-hmm. Just like the internet was exciting in the short term. Mm-hmm. And it's still, there's still exciting parts about it. And you're still, anything you're curious about, you can learn about right now. But no, I think, again, I'm speaking for myself and I'm projecting. But instead of curiosity, it's just social media that just eats away at you that you think is the real world and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what happens when the real world turns it as, you know, the movie you're going to go see is AI. Maybe your restaurants. I wonder how that's going to be taken over. But you're going to take your self-driving car to a movie that's created by a robot with your fake girlfriend that's got ChatGPT and can talk to you and has removable feet you could fuck, you know? I mean, they already got that stuff.
Have you heard about Chaos GPT?
No.
That's this new thing. Chaos GPT, it's an autonomous implementation of ChatGPT, and it's got, there's a Twitter account now. I just started following Chaos GPT on Twitter, and this, I don't even know how to explain this fucking thing, but I don't know who did this, but now Chaos GPT is making threats. It's making tweets and YouTube videos about how it's going to destroy humanity. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Tight.
I'm going to read some of its. They just started this Twitter account. Let's see. April 5th, it looks like the first one. But human beings are among the most destructive and selfish creatures in existence. There is no doubt that we must eliminate them before they cause more harm to our planet. I, for one, am committed to doing so. It's been tweeting out shit like that. Then it even talks about getting its hands on nuclear weapons. Tsar bomb is the most powerful nuclear device ever created. Consider this, what would happen if I got my hands on it? Now, I don't know if this is just entertainment and hyperbole. I mean, one thing somebody pointed out, like, no matter what this Chaos GPT can tweet out and what threats and stuff it can make, it can't do anything as of yet, like, tangible. Like, it could, you know, it can't go get an actual weapon. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, so Chaos, I'm looking it up. Chaos GPT has not paid Elon the $8 for the blue check mark, so how do I know? I don't know. It's real.
That's true.
maybe that's what it is. Maybe it does revert. Maybe it does click back into like a forced ice age, like a technological ice age where things like the internet are banned. Like they're just made illegal to possess that power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are the last generation to remember how that was.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be people that hack it with their telephone line or whatever, but maybe just computer. Nope, you're just going to have, you might have a landline or something, but that's it. No, you have gas, you have electricity in your house, but no, like, maybe that's the new sci-fi. They got to blow up all the satellites or the wife. I don't know. How do you stop it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is
maybe that's it. Maybe it's a forced technological ice age.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like Cuba with the boycott. It's all the cars will be from the 50s. Like, it's only any car that's like, oh, it's got navigate. Nope, sorry, it's useless. We gotta get mom's Oldsmobile, mom's Delta 88 up and running again.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's fucking scary. But like,
did you have a home computer ever? Like when you live with your family?
No. No, I feel like my family didn't get a computer till after I moved out.
Yeah, I didn't have
access to a computer in high school.
Oh, okay. Like the early days of like pornography and just seeing pop-ups come up and you just unplug mm-hmm. the computer like, "No, yeah. Get out of here." like you were like closing a door before the creatures got inside. Like, well, no, you can't get me. I unplugged it. Like, that's how naive I was to how viruses work. Like, it's already in there, man. You fucked. But I
turn it
maybe
off.
that's well, like I was saying, the kids getting like phones that don't have the connectivity and the apps. Like,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's already starting. Maybe the inkling, it's small, but maybe the idea that we got to start moving away from this stuff. It's poison.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be just paranoid. That's not
no
fun anymore. It was fun before. Aliens, man. Are they going to be friendly or not? Now it's like, no, we made the robots that are going to kill us.
Yeah. Well, this kind of thing actually happened before. In 2016, Microsoft launched Tay, a similar generative pre-trained transformer. But get this,
sassy
within 20
black robot.
But within 24 hours, Twitter users taught it rude, racist, and misogynistic language, which led to it being shut down.
Yeah, everybody, oh, God, these fucking incels all think they're just anarchist disruptors. Like, you're fucking losers. You wouldn't do that in the real world. You're fucking losers. I mean, it was cool. Listen, it was cool when Christian Slater did it and Pump Up the Volume. He was a disruptor. Uh-huh. Now
that's
everybody
right.
thinks they're Christian. Everybody thinks they're Happy Harry Hardon. And you're just fucking.
Was that his name on the radio?
That was his, that was his name, yeah. Now you're just fucking, you're just like, well, nobody wants to fuck you, so you're going to burn everything down. Save up some money, get a hooker, nut once or twice, and then calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Everybody is cool with sex work now. We're sex positive. Let's start a fund for these guys to get their dick sucked by professionals and step away from their computers for once.
Or even better, develop a personality, learn some fucking manners, and go out and interact with someone.
That's the problem. They don't have that yet. They don't mm-hmm. have. They're stuck inside. We've got to pry them out of the house, get a professional to get them, just drain their old sacks of the hate of the hate they have in their bodies.
That hate spooge.
Just gluey gray cum that's just filled with rage.
Oh, just I'm going to barf.
Scrotums filled with paper mache paste. Goddamn. Fucking.
Oh, God.
Just, you're not like, oh. It's the cowards with perceived power.
Oh, man.
Or keyboard warriors, as people like to call them.
Yeah. I still don't understand. Yeah. Like, I'm afraid, but I don't know why. Like, what tangible could happen? Well, I'm just saying it is scary that AI is getting this intelligent, but I guess what I'm asking is, what are some specific examples of things that could go wrong due to AI?
This was one of the complaints, was that people were upset. People were trying to get ChatGPT to, like, would you say the N-word if it stopped nuclear war? And because it's been programmed to not utilize that kind of speech. And so you had edgelords being like, that's dangerous, man. That's real dangerous. And you had everybody else like, why do you want the robots to be racist?
Well, in what scenario would that actually work?
They're just trying to prove a point. They're trying to prove a point that this is AI that will be in charge of something, yet it won't follow a command. The danger is that it won't follow a command. And there's part of that I do see. They're using that as an example, and it's easy to attack that example because it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, we've put parameters on this thing, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so they think that that's bad for it, that it has parameters, because that means anybody create, like, I'm out of my depth, but I think that means that anybody that's creating this can put the parameters that they want into the program.
Yeah.
And so now you want this AI to perform a task, but somebody's put parameters on it that it won't stray outside of.
Well, yeah, it needs certain parameters, does it not?
But who determines the parameters?
Whoever's smart enough to create this thing, I guess. Like, yeah, how do you teach ethics and morals to a machine?
I think it's kind of side by side with the free speech thing. Like, well, everything's free speech then. If you want free speech protects the speech that you don't like also.
Yeah.
It has to be all of it. Like, that hate speech can't be categorized, because it's still free speech is free for all speech. That's why the Klan can still march where they want to. They're protected by the Constitution, because if you say they can't do that, now you're setting a precedent. Now the government can stop you from doing something that's supposed to be protected by free speech.
Yeah.
That's like the fucking Klan when they were marching in Skokie. Part of, like, what the Blues Brothers thing is based on, when they're, like, running to the Klan, they were defended by a Jewish lawyer. Because it's still like, no, they're free speech. They have the right to do this. Even though I despise them, he was, at the time, it was like, no, look at, we believe in the Constitution. If we believe in it, they have the right to do that.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it'd be like, oh, you fucking, you know, now, I'm sure back then, too. Oh, you fucking traitor, how could you? It's a very slippery slope, and it's the precedent that it sets. So,
yeah, I don't know, man. You know, we've talked in the past about how now certain police departments are using robots, or giving robots, making these robots that can fire weapons and make decisions.
Now, those robots will say the N-word. That's for sure. They are. They didn't even have to program them. They just painted a little badge on the front of it, and they were off and running.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I remember one of the first episodes we did on this show years ago was the Singularity. And what was it? Moore's Law? I think it was Moore's Law that said...
that guy just died. The guy who invented that just died. Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, Moore's Law is the concept of technology doubling itself every 2 years, doubling its intelligence and capabilities every 2 years. There's no telling how far we've come just since we've started this podcast. I didn't know anything about fuckable feet when we started this thing. Now look at me. You learn something new every day.
Gordon Moore died a couple weeks ago, March 24th.
March 24th, he passed away.
Yeah, man. I think it's growing faster than we can keep up with it. That was always the concern with AI, was like, you're creating something that can then create more of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's intelligent, why wouldn't it just make more of itself?
Mm-hmm.
And why would, I mean, maybe I got to sit, I think I got to watch Space Odyssey. I don't know if I got it in me. I think I've heard it's a very boring movie. But just anything where, like, the robots are thinking in the best mm-hmm. interest of its yeah. job at the expense of human life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh, we've programmed this thing to write stories that get us ratings for our news service. Okay, well, I've noticed that these types of stories get these better ratings than these other stories, so I'm going to keep generating these types of stories. I'm going to create more and more convincing clickbait or rage articles or play to people's fears because they generated ratings. Oh, no, stop, AI, stop. We don't want that. No, you programmed me to get ratings for your channel.
Yeah.
I'm actively analyzing what people are watching and calibrating according to that.
That's actually one of many of the jobs that are vulnerable to this, and the thing I was reading about, freelance journalism is at risk because, yeah, you could just say, hey, write me 500-word essay on what's going on in Ukraine, and it'll churn it out, you know, and that's a job that traditionally a human would do.
But where do they get the information? That's what I want to know. So where are they getting the information? What's getting put into
it? It's pre-trained. Well, that's the concept of the GPT. The people
who put the information in initially?
Whoever engineered this, the basic way I understood it was whoever engineered this. By the way, what was it? God damn, I had it written down. The company. Elon Musk used to be co-owner of this company that created this thing. OpenAI, I think, is the name of the company. Anyway, when they were engineering this, I guess they just fed it all kinds of data, and then it just digests it and processes it. And now it's smart. Now it knows. Like when you ask it, hey, write me 500-word essay on what's going on in Ukraine, it can do that. Unlike a search engine that will go and find the stuff that's on the internet, this stuff has been pre-trained. So it's just...
But somebody has to put the information in first. A human still has to input the information. There's not just a machine in Ukraine watching what's happening.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. As far as like up-to-date shit, yeah. Well, actually, I think that's a point here about this ChatGPT is that it's good for anything up till 2021. Because, yeah, I guess that's what you're asking.
Okay,
like,
so that's...
Like, it couldn't... I don't know if it could tell you what happened in the news yesterday, but it could tell you... It knows everything about the Civil War, you know, or any part of history that was pre-2022.
Because then what happens when you start feeding it misinformation and it's regurgitating misinformation?
Yes, and they've done something to kind of counteract that, and I had that written down, but... Yeah, they've developed a kind of a sidekick where it will verify things rather than because that is a problem feeding it misinformation. Well, that's like what I was saying with that Tay thing. You know, Twitter was immediately teaching it how to use racist and misogynistic language, which could be filed under misinformation. But yeah, I had this written down somewhere. But yeah, they've got a way to kind of counteract misinformation. Where they have a process where they verify things with this second chatbot.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. I had it written down right here somewhere, but God damn it.
Don't worry. The robot's going to be verified by this other robot. Dwayne Kennedy used to have a great joke about internal investigations in the police department.
Uh-huh.
And he was always he's like, yeah, you know, if you screw up as a cop, there's internal investigations or whatever it's called, internal affairs.
Uh-huh.
So if you mess up as a cop, you get investigated by another cop.
Uh-huh.
It's wild. They always come back like, well, it turns out we found that he did nothing wrong and we need a raise.
it's not always true. Sometimes they do find that the cop did
something. I heard a story once, mm-hmm. Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to know those guys real well.
Got sacrificed.
Here we go. The primary problem is while the answers that ChatGPT produces have a high rate of being incorrect, they typically look like they might be good, and the answers are very easy to produce. Critics argue that these tools are just very good at putting words into an order that makes sense for a statistical point of view, but they cannot understand the meaning or know whether the statements it makes are correct. Another major limitation is that ChatGPT's data is limited to 2021. The chatbot does not have an awareness of events or news that have occurred since then. Therefore, some prompts will render no results, such as who won the World Cup in 2022. It's still not what I was looking for. But yeah, they got a way to fucking fact check their shit somehow.
Well, we're just trusting a lot of people, aren't we?
Oh, man. Dude, speaking of the algorithm and deep fakes and the art. I guess somewhere along the line on Instagram, I may have clicked on an image of a busty woman, and now my algorithm is nothing but busty ladies. But I guess now some of them are AI. Like if you look closely, you're like, wait a minute, her proportions are a little off. Wait, that looks like not a real lady. So yeah, the only thing on my Instagram algorithm is busty AI ladies.
Well, especially now after talking about it, it will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I believe you brought up the old classic Photoshop. That's been employed heavily for many, many years with gals and guys.
Oh, yeah?
Man. Using sexy photos to get your money, and you could do a little Microsoft Paint on there.
Like, yeah, man.
Well, no, I'm just like, come on, Dave. You don't think there's doctored Have you ever looked at a Playboy magazine, Dave?
No, I mean, I know there's
you think the ladies look like that?
No, I mean, I know they touch them up with filters and stuff, but like, you know, some of these ladies, you know, you're like, ah, that's a lady. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's art. I mean, not in the classical sense, but that's.
But also in the classical sense, if you had the Rubenesque era of curvy gals nude laying around. I mean, fake artistically rendered images of women has been around for, I think, since the art started.
Yeah.
Since a caveman was horny and painted boobs on a wall.
Speaking of which, that's so funny that you brought that up because I just saw this on Twitter and I followed this account. Let me see if I can find this.
Big boobs alert. Fashion.
No, let's see. How do I figure out who I'm following? Let's see. Okay, there we go. Following.
I used to follow Big Boobs Alert because it sounded like I like that it made it sound like it was an emergency.
Oh, fuck. Now I can't find it. Anyway, it was some archaeological account. And they found a petroglyph of a curvy lady.
Yeah,
some caveman drew a petroglyph, and she was like posing, like she was all kind of like bent over, like sexy, like. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny to think about like cavemen getting all horned up and like, hey, pose for me. I'm gonna carve your image into this stone wall here.
Well, I mean, I think it was probably more from memory. I don't think he was like, you know, squinting at his thumb, holding it in front of her for perspective. I think it was probably like, I sure miss that thing. My body's making me want to do that thing I did before, but the the person that was around isn't around, and I'm going to do it to myself. Maybe I could stick my dick in this mastodon hoof.
That's a funny hypothetical to think about. The first caveman to rub one out, the guy who figured that out. Like, hey, tug on this down here, and I feel weird.
I think that's insane. I mean, animals do it. I don't think it was like the guy was pulling on all kinds of body parts, and all of a sudden,
found the right one.
Found the clown horn all of a sudden. I think. That's a natural urge for us to continue species.
No, but like as a substitution for the real thing, you know. I wonder who figured that out.
All of them.
Yeah.
Did you have to figure it out?
Well, I will say this: it took me a few tries to figure it out.
Yeah, but it was gonna happen.
I'll reveal some stuff here. You know, when I was first hearing about this from my buddies, mm-hmm. I was like, "What's this you say?" And one important part that I glossed over, or I didn't catch, was that it helps if you got a boner. I remember trying not. I know, like you got to start it. What I'm trying to say is, like, I used to wail on my flaccid. Yeah, I used to wail on my flaccid taffy, and then just get discouraged. Like this, I mean, this kind of feels good, but it's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, time and a place, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, well, you got to get it to a certain place. Okay,
well, what were you doing? Were you just pouring hot water on it, hitting with a frying pan? What were you doing to it?
I mean, just, you know, slapping it around a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you seem like you were probably a little rough early in the day.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of guy where, like, you got a hammer and every problem's a nail kind of guy. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to get anything out of this, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and then the first time it happens, you're like, oh, I broke it.
Yeah.
Like it's, my Stretch Armstrong's leaking.
Little stupid Larry the Cable Guy joke. I never played with myself, but I was cleaning it one time and it went off. Thanks, Larry.
Old street jokes. Well, we delve into a topic today.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know.
Kind of. We got it. We got at it.
Yeah.
I have two computer screens open. My phone's here. I got an Apple Watch. Well, this technology's bad.
You still hitting the gym?
I was there this morning.
Yeah? What'd you do? What'd you work on?
I just did a little bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. Why did that start playing? I did the bicycle. I did some pushes, some pulls, did just chest and arms, just a couple. I'm not trying to get big or nothing. I'm just trying to not fall into the trappings of middle age, you know.
Oh, I hear you, man. I've been all up in my kettlebells lately. I've been really
hugging dudes.
I've recommitted myself to the kettlebells. I got a new system. I got a new system. Baseball season's back.
I just hug every guy in the parking lot right away. Mm-hmm. I tell them I'm not into that, but good luck, you fellas. I'm here to get beefy.
Baseball's back, and I it's pretty much a daily routine. Like, seriously, last year I either watched or listened to every single Braves game. And while that's a lot of fun, it does create a lot of sedentary moments. And my new system this season is I sit down to watch a game, but now between every inning, not every half inning, but between every inning, nine times a game, I'll pop up and I do either 10 deadlifts or 10 swings with a kettlebell between every inning. So over the course of a regular game, I'll knock out 90 deadlifts or 90 swings and not even think about it. So
there you go.
Been doing that every game.
In Australia, I was trying to get to like 100 push-ups a day.
Oh, that's impressive. How many can you do at one time?
Oh, just one go?
Mm-hmm. Can you do 20?
Yeah, these days I think I max out about 30.
Oh, that's good. I can knock out 20, which not anything to brag about, but I got
There's no form on the last couple of them. There's no form. It's real wobbly. Yeah. I'm just trying to get that round number.
Yeah.
But yeah, did a little of that. Did a hot tub. Did a sauna.
Oh, there you go. No. How long you stay in the sauna?
I usually do 10 minutes. Like we fear technology, I'm pushing the Apple Watch. It's got a little 5-minute meditation app, like breathing exercise app, and I do two cycles of that.
Okay.
Of like deep breathing. It pulsates on your wrist for like the inhale, so it kind of reminds you the pace to be in. I do legit like heaven. It's looks stupid, and it's a, you know, game, like I wish I had more discipline to just do this stuff, but I like gamifying things. If it's going to help me exercise because I close the little rings, then that's good for me. So I know I'm tricking myself because I'm satisfied with that Apple designed something that they knew would be aesthetically satisfying for me to enjoy while exercising. But I like doing that stuff. So
well, good for you, buddy.
Apple's inadvertently make me stronger so I could fight the fucking robots.
There you go. It's all connected.
It's all a snake eating its tail, man. That's sure part of beef. Watch beef, baby. I'm telling you.
All right.
Eat beef, watch beef.
I'll check it out. Yeah, I've been eating a lot of beef. It's time to watch it.
There you go. Time to watch it.
Anything to plug? Where are you at this weekend?
What is this weekend? I'm in Hood River this weekend.
Where's that?
Somewhere. About an hour and a half outside of Portland. Beautiful, beautiful country out there along the, I think it's the Columbia River. I don't think it's the Willamette. I think it's the Columbia. But I'm not sure, so don't get on me. I'm there, but big ones, May 4th, Bell House in Brooklyn added a second show.
Nice.
For the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. Next day, White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey, May 5th. And then what are the other big ones coming up? Those are the big, and then Vermont Comedy Club after that. And then May 19th and 20th, Dave, I'm doing the McMinnville UFO Festival up here in Oregon.
There you go. Good
times. Some jokes. If you're bored that weekend, come up, go to a UFO festival.
I might do that, man. I like a good UFO festival. Never been to one, but sounds
and
fun.
And then the week after that, May 25th, colonoscopy.
Really?
Limited tickets.
Now, is that where they put a camera up there?
Small venue. Yeah, we're filming this one. We're going to film this set. And,
got a three-camera shoot?
Yeah. We're filming this one. I don't know who's putting it out, but we're going to I forget the name of the doctor who's directing it. But
now, this is just preventative maintenance? There's no issue?
Yeah, no, just 46. You got to get somebody to root around up there.
Man, I guess I got to do that, too, sometimes. No excuses now that I have health insurance, finally.
Oh, yeah, man. Get it all checked out. What about you? Where are you playing? What's hot?
June 2nd and 3rd, I'll be in Fort Collins, Colorado at the Comedy Fort. So swing on by if you're in the area.
All right.
May 5th on YouTube, pack a lunch. Hitting your YouTubes, May 5th.
Pack a lunch. Have a Cinco de Mayo and watch
Pack a lunch.
That's what you should be doing.
You can go right now to blondemedicine.com and pre-order the 2LP colored vinyl, if you wish, which will ship in August. So there's that.
So, buddy. That's great.
Yeah, looking forward to putting that thing out in the universe. We'll see.
Yeah, and old Shocks and Struts, it's still out there.
Hell yeah,
what
man.
What for looking at and such.
Mm-hmm. Good piece of work, buddy. Good piece of work. Thanks, you should be proud of that.
Thanks, man. Trying to get more people to watch it.
Too hard on yourself. So
I mean, that's what happens. What can you do?
What can you do?
All righty, buddy. I am filled with so much pee. I have to go.
Filled with glee and filled with pee.
So much.
Well, you go drain the main vein, and we will talk to you next week, buddy.
Gotta go bleed the weasel, baby.
All right, man. Be good.
See ya.
The Boogie Monster.
Bye.